Amen.
The name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
This morning, I'd like to share with you this topic as his rest from the true submission.
今天早上想与各位分享的正道题目就是从真正顺服中得来的平安。
Please turn to Hebrew chapter 3.
的安息。请翻开希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3 from verse 18.
希伯来书第三章第十八节。
Hebrews chapter 3 from verse 18 to chapter 4 verse 2.
希伯来书第三章第十八节到第四章第二节。
And to whom did he swear that they should not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? And so we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief. Chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节。
Therefore, let us fear lest while a promise remains of entering his rest, and one of you should seem to have come short of it. Verse 2.
第二节。
And indeed, we have had a good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard them. I read the book of Hebrews chapter 3 from verse 18 on here. This is very common the message is actually because we know about the story about the Israelites journey in the wilderness.
在希伯来书第十三章第十八节这里讲的这个圣经故事是大家非常熟悉的，就是以色列人在旷野中的时候。
By God's grace, these people, Israelites, they're getting out of the Egypt, and then they're led by the God, and also leading by the Moses, to journey to the promised land for 40 years.
以色列人靠着神的恩典离开了埃及，在摩西的带领之下，他们走到旷野路中，想要往被应许的地。
What God required from His people is one thing: submit to Me.
那神唯一要求这些百姓就是要顺服他。
Because after 430 years of their life in the Egypt, I'm sure because they lost a lot of understanding of God, and they do not really concept having capturing of God how they believe in God.
因为以色列人在埃及四百三十年之后，他们对神的认识已经有一些生疏。
God prepared Moses to lead these people out of the Egypt.
但是神预备了摩西带领这些人离开埃及。
So God asked God showing to the His people to all the ten signs of as a judgment upon to the Egypt.
神让以色列人看到他在埃及降下的十个灾害。
He's showing that God is Almighty God.
这让他们知道神是大有权柄的神。
But ask His people through Moses, listen to me and follow me.
那透过摩西，神也希望他的百姓能够听从他。
Now we understand these people failed to reach to the promised land, but they had to suffer and also perish in the wilderness.
但是这些人他们并没有抵达应许之地，他们反而在旷野中四十年。
So they are actually upon the grace by God, they supposed to receive this blessing of obtaining of the promised land, which is they can rest upon there.
那神本来应许这些人的就是能够到这个迦南地能够得到安息。
End up the short of the gaining of the true rest in their life.
但是他们在最后没有办法得到这个真正的安息。
So the Paul, the writer of the book of Hebrew, he mentioned about the reason is because of their disobedience.
那希伯来书的作者告诉我们，这是因为这些人不听神的话。
Disobedience, in other words, we mentioned about the unbelief.
他们 不听从神的话，也不相信神的话。
So chapter 4 verse 1 is warning us that we might the same path the Israelites they walk end up to they are short of the promised land. We might have a similar like a journey end up to be this failing also.
所以第四章第一节这里告诉我们，如果我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧。
And chapter 4 verse 2 says, because it was not united by faith in those who heard them. Chapter 4 verse 2, the last portion. Why did they, because unbelief, another way explained is, they heard the word of God, and but they do not receive it with their faith.
那第四章第二节后半段说，只是听见的道与他们无益，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
The unbelief is we don't listening the word of God.
没有信心就是不听从神的话。
So it's a simple way to hear describing of the unbelief and also disobedient.
没有信心或是不听神的话，这是一个非常简单的描述。
A book of Hebrew, they focus on let us to follow His word, and then we can gain His rest.
希伯来书整本书卷的重点就是，我们如果听从神的话，就可以得到他的安息。
Now find out the meaning of this submission and obedience.
那希伯来书的作者也告诉我们要如何顺从神。
And Hebrew was the shama, it's a listening.
希伯来话的沙玛这个字就是听从的意思。
Listening tentatively. So it's a listening carefully and then also trying to understand what it means.
就是很小心的听，然后用心去了解的意思。
And also the meaning is agree upon the.
那还有一个，这个希伯来话的意思，还有一个意思就是同意。
And so keep the Greek words also this submission is keeping what the master says actually.
那希腊文的听从这个字，它也有一个意义，意思就是守住这个听到的话。
And sometimes we can understand as like as.The obedience, the submission, it seems like a word, it's kind of not a good impression because this word applied to the slave.
有时候我们听到顺服这个词语，就觉得这是有一点负面的，因为会让我们想到一个奴隶的一个生活。
But actually in the Bible, if you find out that this meaning of submission is very precious,It bring us to the true freedom, actually.
可是，在圣经中，顺服这个词语是非常宝贵的，因为顺服可以带给我们安息。
It gives us a true joy in our life.
顺服可以带给我们真正的喜乐。
Now, when God created the Garden of Eden and God created the man, Adam and Eve.
神创造伊甸园，创造人类的时候，亚当夏娃。
But what God expect to the Adam and Eve to listen to the word of God?
神期望亚当夏娃能够听从神的话。
Now, as one rule that given to the Adam and Eve is, you can enjoy everything what I created for you. You can enjoy it, but one thing, you should not eat the fruit out of to give you the knowledge of good and evil.
所以神告诉亚当夏娃，在园中任何果子都可以吃，只有善恶果上善恶树上的果子不可以吃。
God never trying to oppress them, give them a pressure on their life to be stressed upon so that they always kind of afraid of God. It's not the way.
神没有给亚当夏娃施加很多压力，让他们在生活中就管理他们生活中的一切。
God want them to enjoy their life in the Garden of Eden with a full of submission to God.
因为神要亚当夏娃能够享受伊甸园的生活，并且顺服他。
But we find out the Garden of Eden was destroyed by their unbelief.
但是后来伊甸园因为亚当夏娃的不信而被摧毁。
Actually, they have a full of freedom in the Garden of Eden.
其实亚当夏娃在伊甸园中充满了自由。
But once they break the law that God's given to them, once they disobey to God.
但是他们一旦不听从神之后。
Their conscience know that they once their eyes open.
他们的眼睛明亮之后。
And they know that they cannot control of this the flesh themselves.
他们就知道他们没有办法控制自己的情欲。
At the moment, they're losing their true freedom.
所以他们就失去了自由。
And also, they cannot see God from their own eyes.
他们也没有办法再用自己的眼睛看见神。
So the experience of the separation from God.
他们就与神分开了。
And breaking up the relationship with God.
那他们与神的关系也断裂。
Listen to the book of Genesis chapter 3.
我们请翻开启示录第三章。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 10.
启示录第三对不起，创世纪第三章第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10 and 11.
第十到第十一节。创世纪第三章十到十一节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 10 and 11. And he said, I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself. Verse 11.
第十一节。
And he said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree, of which I command you not to eat?This is the conversation between God and Adam and Eve.
这是神与亚当夏娃之间的对话。
But after that, the Eve and Adam and they ate the forbidden fruit from the tree.
那亚当夏娃吃了善恶果树上的果子。
And actually, what the Satan offered to the Adam and Eve is.Their life to be free out of their kind of from bondage of the God given to them.
那撒旦引诱夏娃，亚当夏娃的话，就是告诉我们，告诉他们，他们将会得到从神与神分开的自由。
Adam and Eve, they knew that what God talked to them is.Do not eat this fruit out of this tree.
那亚当夏娃很清楚的知道，神吩咐他们不能从这树上吃任何果子。
Well, this once we eat it, we died.
因为他们吃了就必死。
And then, at that time, the serpent came upon to the Adam and the Eve mentioned that and Eve mentioned that you surely shall not die.
那神就告诉女人，夏娃说你不会死。
What God says you surely die, but the Satan says no, you shall not, you surely not die.
那虽然神告诉女人说你会，吃了这个果子你会死，但是蛇说不会。
It sounds like it's kind of give her like a free freedom of the out of this commandment.
从表面上看起来，蛇是要给女人一种自由。
And then the Satan explained to the woman its way is how you like to be bright, which means you can once you eat, then your eyes to be opened.
那蛇也
Chapter 3 verse 5.
第五节第三章第五节，蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死。”也告诉他，你们吃这日子眼睛就明亮了。
Once your eyes are open, then your life will be different than before and after.
你们的眼睛一旦明亮，你们的生命就会与以前不
同。How you become like as the serpent mentioned that you will be like a God.
那这个蛇又告诉女人说，你们便如神，能知道善恶。
And just like God knows good and evil, so you become same like God.
就像神知道善和恶，你们也会知道善和恶。
We can say that we know that this is from the Christian point of view, this is deceiving of the servant, deceiving from the servant.
那一个基督徒的观点，我们可以看到蛇是在骗这个女人。
So there the woman, the curiosity coming out of her.
那这时候女人她就非常的好奇。
Maybe breaking, which is breaking the what God talked to us when I ate this, it could reach from her hands. So maybe picking out and I eat, then my life will be much better because my eyes can be, to be open.
他心里想，如果吃了这果子，他的眼睛明亮，也许他的生命会，会变得更好。
Because I be like a God, why not?
因为他就可以与神一样。
So the when she look at the trees, it seems like good for food.
所以女人见那树上的果子就好。
It's so desirable.
她就觉得这是一个好东西。
It seems like once I eat it, then it I can be wise like a God.
她觉得她吃了之后就会像神一样有智慧。
And she took it and eat it.
所以她就摘下果子吃了。
This is a process of the disobeying the God's commandment.
So we disobey God's process is like
not only she ate it, but also offered to the husband the Adam, and also he ate it too. She not
only ate it, but also offered to the husband the Adam, and also he ate it
too. Verse 7 mentioned that after they ate this fruit, their eyes to be opened.
第七节告诉我们，他们两人吃了，眼睛就明亮了。
But they don't understand the meaning of opening their eyes.
他们当时不了解眼睛明亮是什么意思。
Indeed, what Satan mentioned to the Eve is that once their eyes open, yes, the Adam and Eve their eyes were open.
就像蛇对女人说的，他们的眼睛明亮了。
But it doesn't help them themselves to gain the true freedom in their life.
但是眼睛明亮不见得会让他们的生命得到自由。
Actually, they can find out the shame of themselves.
他们反而了解自己是赤身露体。
Before they don't understand that this is they're naked, which is they don't have knowledge of good and evil.
之前他们没有善和恶的观念，所以不知道自己是赤身露体的。
But once they open their eyes, they know they cannot control power of their eyes to be opened.
但是他们的眼睛一旦明亮，他们就了解他们没有办法控制他们自己的眼睛。
End up, these eyes can eventually to confine them and also destroy them.
所以他们的眼睛就限制他们，摧毁他们。
And so they were naked, so they trying to have to cover themselves.
他们现在知道自己赤身露体，就要把自己遮盖住。
This is how the sin come into our life happens, and then we losing our true freedom out of given from God.
罪恶来到我们的生命中也是这样。我们一旦罪进入了，我们就失去从神得来的自由。
But we understand that God is Almighty God.
我们也知道神是全能的神。
God knows good and evil.
神知道善，知道恶。
But He is Almighty. He knows He is the true true goodness.
那他也是真正的善。
He knows how to control himself to, which is he knows what he chooses. That's God himself.
神有办法控制他自己的选择。
But man, once opened our eyes, it came from the flesh. It is impossible.
但是人一旦眼睛明亮，就没有办法控制自己的选择。
Because the sadness of the history, the human history, comes from their eyes to be opened.
那人类历史
open to the evil, I can say.
人类历史会陷在人类在历史中会陷在罪恶里，就是因为他们的眼睛明亮了。
At that time, when their eyes not open,
之前人的眼睛还没有明亮的时候
，I'm sure because their life was very easy.
他们的生命非常的简单。
Because out of the innocence, they just follow what God says.
因为他们很单纯的服从神叫他们做的事。
So they were protected by God.
所以他们就被神保护着。
Also, they want to see God every day.
而且他们每天都能够见到神。
The God always come to the Garden of Eden to communicate with Adam and Eve.
那神也天天的来到伊甸园中与亚当夏娃对话。
They always remember the relationship that God is the creator. They are the one who the created by God to enjoy the life in the Garden of Eden.
那这些人也知道他们是被神所创造，那神也保护着他们。
Once they break the law.
但是他们一旦违反了神的
诫命 the loss of this wonderful actually relationship with God
他们与神的关系 就改变了
and also the protection is actually the secure protection is to be the shield to be opened
那他们的保护也他们也没有办法得到同样的保护
so they understand the power of desire of the flesh
他们也了解他们肉体的情欲。
So it's they understand it, the conscience knows it, the shame, so they are covered.
他们也知道自己是赤身肉体，所以要遮盖自己。
We know the verse 8 of at that time the God came upon to the Garden of Eden.
那在第八节这里，神来到了园中。
To find out that Adam and Eve they don't want to see God.
他也发现亚当夏娃不想见他。
So we read this verse as they're afraid of God.
那这一节告诉我们，他们躲避神。
They don't want to hear. They don't want to listen to the voice of God.
他们不想听见神的声音。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 8 says, "And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife.Hide themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the tree of the garden.
第八节这里说天起了凉风，神在主神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中躲避神主神的面。
They feel the distance from God already.
在这时候，他们与神已经他们的他们与神已经有一段的距离。
When they heard God's voice,
当他们听到神的声音。
Before even calling them, they have to hide themselves.
那神在呼叫他们之前，他们要躲避自己。
And then the Lord called them, said, "Where are you?"
那神就呼唤那人。
I'm sure because before when they heard it from God, God says, "Where are you?" Oh, here I am. So, and they come to us.
我想之前神呼叫他们的时候，他们就会很直接的回答：“我们在这里。”
But once they break the law,
但是他们一旦违反了神的诫命，
they know they had they break the law, so they disobeyed God.
他们知道他们没有遵从神。
Now life is a quality is dramatically changed between God and them.
他们的生活，他们的生活品质就下降，就马上下降。
Because the breaking the relationship is everything actually in the Garden of Eden.
因为他们与神的关系已经不同了。
Garden of Eden is means there's a joy.
我们知道神的园代表了喜乐。
They lost the joy because they lost the relationship with God.
但是他们因为与神的关系有了改变，所以他们失去了喜乐。
Now when God calling them, "Where are you?" and then they respond, out of their hiding from the behind the tree.
那神呼叫他们，问他们在哪里的时候，他们是从树后面回答他。
Verse 10, and then this says, "I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so." I hide myself.
那第十节是人说我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身肉体，我便藏了。
Once they disobey to God and they destroy the relationship with God.
人一旦没有听从神的话，他与神的关系就被负面影响。
And they truly lost their true freedom. In the Garden of Eden.
那人在伊甸园中也失去了自由。
Now there's a lot of we can see in a generation nowadays.
我们看现今的社会中。
Many people follow their own passion and the flesh desire.
很多人追求他们的梦想与他们的希望。
In a sense, it seems like a lot of freedom in our daily life.
他们在生活中好像有很多的自由。
It seems that we have a healthy we think.
我们好像非常的健康。
And also we are, it seems we are educated.
我们也有我们也受到了教育。
And it seems because I know what is the best for my life.
那我们好像也知道什么是对我们最好的。
Even now, that's like you know, to choose. We can say choose a lifestyle. We can say.
我们也可以说我们选择自己要过哪一种生活。
It's just you kind of shocking that we can choose our own nature of the gender.
那有时候我们甚至我们还可以决定自己的性别。
It's not the with God. God will design as a man that we can, the humankind to be determined that.Instead of the God determined, we determine ourselves.
那现在不是神要给我们哪一个性别，是我们自己选择要变成哪一个性别。
And also the kind of abortion kind of things that it seems like a woman's right. It's not God's way of determining, but their way to determine for their life.
连堕胎也是，现在不是神要是不是神要给你这个孩子，是这个女人要不要留下这个孩子。
It seems like a very intellectually approach that we have gained our own freedom based upon our own choice. We think that.
在表面上我们好像得到了非常多的自由，来做这些生命中的选择。
But we can find out the nature of our, you know, the society compared to the old and now. Materially, we are very blessed in a sense. Yes.
那所以我们要比较现今的社会，还有以前的社会，现在。我们在物质上非常的富足。
But yet the material doesn't give us a true freedom, a true satisfaction, and true rest, true peace in our heart.
但是物质上的富足并没有给我们真正的平安，还有心中的喜乐。
So we have to once we come to the Lord, we find out importance of the true submission.
所以我们来到主面前就能够了解顺服的重要性。
Because it gives us a true way of a peace and the rest in the Lord.
因为顺服神可以让我们从神那里得到真正的平安与自由。
Bible telling us that there's a some way. It seems like a good, but end up it bring us to the judgment.
那圣经中也告诉我们，有一些道路看起来是好的，但是会带我们。带领我们到审判。
It is wisdom that we can find out the true way, so we submit to God. We can find out the way, we submit to God.
那如果我们顺服神，就可以得到真正的智慧。
Listen to Proverbs chapter 16.
我们请翻开箴言十六章。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25.
箴言十六章二十五节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25.
箴言十六章二十五节。
There is a way which seems right to a man. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25 says, "There is a way." That means that the way man can walk in the path, the given path.
二十五节这里说，有一条路，人以为正，就是人可以选择他要走的路。
Maybe my way, my choice of path, it seems right.
也许我走的路，我觉得是对的。
Well, many people do the same thing that what I'm doing.
那也许有其他人也跟我走同样一条路。
No, but it is as the wise man said, but its end is the way of death.
但是这里智慧人说，至终成为死亡之路。
And we have to always concern about our path.Where I'm walking now.
所以我们要常常省察自己走在哪一条道路上。
Don't think that because other people walk the same way, because I'm going, they're going the same way, so all life is okay.
我们并不可以想说，因为其他人跟我们走同样的路，所以我们的生活一切 OK.
Though we read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, 3 and 4, the last portion, 3 and 4, why the Israelites, that they're failing of their reach to the...Promised land for the true rest.
我们要想回想希伯来书第三章第四章那里，为什么以色列人没有办法抵达应许之地
？Yeah, actually, they're led by the Moses at that time.
那时候他们是被摩西带领。
But spiritually, we look at their journeys.
那我们看他们的属灵的一个旅程。
Actually, there was two ways within the journey of the 40 years of wilderness.
他们在这四十年在旷野中有两条路。
The most of the people, we can say the majority of the people at that time, they follow their own flesh actually.
大部分的人都是选择选择服从自己肉体的情欲。
They follow of the desire of the flesh.
那他们顺从自己的情欲。
Actually, the following of the desire of flesh as way of even some is end up to be sexual immorality and end up to fail.
有些人甚至在肉体的情欲上失败了。
Many of them, they cannot trust in God of their journeys.
那很多人他们没有办法顺从神，
所以他们 complain to God.
所以他们就向神抱怨。
God doesn't like that they're disobedient.
那神也非常不喜欢他们的不顺服。
Actually, all the people they follow, it seems like physically one way.
那在他们的肉体上好像是跟从了。就是跟从了神。
But within the true the spiritual world, there's some different ways.
可是在属灵上，他们并没有跟从神。
They're out of their heart.
他们是跟从自己。
Like the Caleb and the widow Joshua.
我们知道加勒还有约书亚。
This 40 years of journey is a 40 years of trusting God.
对这两个人来说，在旷野四十年是四十年的跟从神。
They always remember God will give them a promised land.
他们永远记得神要应许他们的地。
They know when they visit the land of Canaan, is the land is a promise, which is the best land that they knew that.
他们看到应许之地的时候，他们就知道这是神要给他们的。
God say they just believe it.
那神说什么，他们就这样信了。
It doesn't require any intellectual mind to understand, so they believe it.
他们并不需要去思考就可以相信神。
They believe this word of God.
因为他们确信神的话。
But this is true obedience.
这就是信心，顺服的一个榜样。
Because most of the scholars mentioned about that at that time, it's about 2 million people. And you know that during the time of the journey in the wilderness, the Israelites about 2 million.
Two million.
那
时候他们圣经学者说那时候有两百万人。
Why they cannot reach the promised land?
为什么这两百万人没有办法抵达应许之地
？Book of Hebrew 4 clearly mentioned that, chapter 3 clearly mentioned that because they are disobedient.
那希伯来书告诉我们，这是因为他们不顺从神。
It's not because of they have a less intellectual mind.
他们不是没有聪明智慧。
It's not because of they have a, you know, they have a, their own planning is a poor.
这不是因为他们没有办法做计划。
Actually, they don't have to plan any ahead of plan actually.
他们那时候其实上不需要做什么计划。
But God knows, you know, their limitation.
因为神知道他们受什么限制。
So God gave them a plan actually.
所以神给他们了，给了他们神自己的计划。
God gave them a plan is simple, 40 years.
神的计划就是四十年。
But train them.
用四十年来预备这些人。
And Joshua Caleb continue to trust them. I mean, trusting God.
那加勒与约书亚，持续的相信神。
End up, they cross the Jordan River to conquer the promised land.
他们经过了约旦，渡过约旦河去，攻打这个地。
Conquering the land for 5 years.
那他们花了五年的时间攻打迦南地。
After that, the Joshua and also the Caleb, both of them, they get the portion of their land.
那之后，约书亚还有加勒得到他们所被应许的地。
End up the experience of the true peace.
那他们在最后也享受了真正的平安。
And this is because where these blessing came from to upon them because they trust the word of God and they submit to God.
他们有办法享受神的应许，因为他们相信神。
So God is Almighty God.
所以神是全能的神。
God do not demands our intellectual mind.
神并不要我们的聪明智慧。
God demands us of a true submission.
神要的是我们的顺服。
And Matthew chapter 7.
我们请翻开马太福音第七章。
Jesus, you mentioned about the importance of the choose the right way.
马太福音第七章这里，耶稣提醒我们要选择正确的道路。
Matthew chapter seven.
马太福音第七章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
13 and 14.
第十三节到第十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to the destruction. Many are those who enter by it. 14. For the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it. And Jesus mentioned about the importance of the truth, find out the gate, which is the narrow one.
那是马太福音第七章第十三节，这里耶稣告诉我们，我们要进窄门。
This is Jesus asking us, you need a true spiritual wisdom.
那耶稣提醒我们，我们要属灵的智慧。
Don't follow what all the people goes.
不要跟着大众去大家要去的地方。
Find out the way I provide, I prepare for you.
你们要找到那窄门，是我为你们预备的窄门。
But here the message of the 7:13-14 mentioned that it's God prepared, yet you have to find it.
可是马太福音第七章十三十四节这里告诉我们，神预备了这个门，但是我们还是要去寻找这个门。
If you look at the people, just you know, other people, well, you know, they walk on to the right way. You just walk. Actually, you're losing everything.
我们如果看着其他人，大家都是走大路，走进宽门。
But you have to find it.
但是我们要寻找。
So once you find the narrow gate,
我们就一旦找到了这个窄门。
Jesus described this gate as the gate is small.
Verse 14. 耶稣在十四节这里说，那门是窄的。
And the way is narrow.
路是小的。
And that leads to life.
但是能够引我们到永生。
How will you find out the true way of life?True way of life, which is the narrow way, a narrow gate and enter, so the walk in the narrow way.
我们也要寻找这个窄门，这个小路。
But Jesus asking us, you have to find it.
但是耶稣要我们寻找这个窄门。
Many people trying to maybe find, cannot find even.
很多人寻找也不见得寻得见。
But if we come follow the truth.
但是我们如果顺从真理
then we can find it.
我们就会找到。
But when you find the narrow gate and the enter and the narrow way, what happened to be in your life then?
那我们找到了窄门，找到了小路，生命中会有什么改变呢？
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
我们请翻开约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8 from verse 31.
第八章第三十一节开始。
John chapter 8 verse 31 to 36. 31. Jesus therefore was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, then you are truly disciple of mine. Verse 32. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. It is a precious word. Jesus mentioned that if you abide in my word,
这里耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道。
If you abide in my words means if you put your word in your heart to listen to the voice of God.
换句话说，如果你们遵守我的道，把道放在你们的心中，在生活中，活出来。
Abide in His words means abide in His word means we submit to His word.
遵守神的道就是顺服神的道。
No matter what circumstance, we don't want to getting out of step out of the abiding of the word of God.
不管我们在什么状况之下，不要离开神的道。
And then the verse 32.
第三十二节。
Then you shall know the truth.
那三十二节就说你们必晓得真理。
You shall know the voice of God.
你们必晓得神的声音。
You shall listen to the voice of God.
你们会听从神的声音。
That means you willing to commit yourself to follow the truth.
就是我们要下定决心来顺从真理。
The truth shall make you free.
那真理必叫你们得以自由。
Truth shall make you free means you can restore your relationship with God.
那我们得自由的意思就是我们会可以重新建立与神的关系。
No longer your life have a fear and your life of like afraid of Almighty God.
那我们在生活中就不需要惧怕神。
Verse 33. They answered him, and we are Abram's offspring, have never yet been enslaved to anyone.
他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆。
Why are you talking about the freedom? Why you talk about the truth?
你怎么说你们必得自由呢？
We never been, they are very strong, self-esteem people, they are very, like a very, pride person because they know they are the offspring of Abraham.
No, 在这里我们可以看见那时的犹太人，他们非常的非常的有自信，因为他们知道自己是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So they don't like what Jesus mentioned about that.
所以他们不喜欢耶稣所说的话。
Because at that time already Romans you know, oppressed on them, you know, to control the land of Judea.
因为当时罗马帝国控制了耶路撒冷。
But they tried themselves to be free out of there.
那他们也很想要有自由。
And so at that time, and then they asked, he says, how it is that you say you shall become free? Verse 33, the last portion.
第三十三节这里，他们就问耶稣说，你怎么说你们必得自由？
We think we are free already.
因为那时犹太人认为他们自己已经自由了。
Physically, they control us, the our governing of the, you know, the land.
虽然罗马帝国控制了这个地。
Well, religious-wise, we have a freedom, I think.
但是在宗教上，他们还是有自由。
So I can execute my life and follow the Moses law.
所以他们还是可以遵行摩西的律法。
And they mentioned about it actually challenged the Jesus.
所以他们就这样回答了耶稣。
And Jesus mentioned verse 34.
耶稣在34节回答说。
Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone." Who commits sin is the slave of sin.
他说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，所有犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。”
Everyone who commits sin.
任何犯罪的人。
That means everyone who disobeys me.
就是任何违反神话的人。
Then is the slave of sin.
就变成了罪的奴仆。
And just 35, Jesus continued, the slave does not remain in the house forever. So the slave means the one who disobedient to God does not remain in the house forever.
所以奴仆或是没有遵从神的话的人没有办法住在神的家里。
It reminds us, you know, the story about the Garden of Eden.
这也让我们想起伊甸园的故事。
When Adam and Eve they commit sin against God.
当亚当夏娃不听从神话的时候
，They couldn't remain in the Garden of Eden.
他们没有办法留在伊甸园中。
And God cast them out of the Garden of Eden.
所以神把他们驱逐出这个伊甸园。
And they lost the true freedom of their life.
那他们在生命中就失去了自由。
We know that the earth was cursed by the sin, and also they were cast out of the Garden of Eden. Their suffering and their life.Is that the toil and suffering actually covered by their life, whole life?
那因为他们的罪，所以地也被咒诅，让他们的生活中充满了苦楚。
That was talking about the ones that we commit the sin, we commit the disobedience to God. Then we losing this precious true freedom.
所以我们一旦不遵从神的话，我们就失去了生命中的自由。
But the Son does remain forever.
但是这耶稣又说，儿子是永远住在家里。
Those who submit to God, those who follow the truth, they will regain this sonship and then remain in the God's kingdom.
那些顺服神的话相信神的人，就会再次变成儿子住在神的家里。
Jesus explained to them that that's why I came here.
那耶稣就这样讲解，为他是因为这样来到世上。
Because verse 36 says, "If therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." I come hear the truth.
What verse?
Verse 36.
那第三十六节这里，所以他又说，所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
I come hear the truth. I come hear the showing the true way.
所以他换句话说，他在跟他们讲，耶稣来到世界上就是要给他们自由。
Showing you the true way.
也是要来到世界上，让大家看得到，真正的道路。
Unless to me, no one can be saved.
那除了透过耶稣，没有人可以得到拯救。
In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus proclaimed that.
那约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14, verse 6.
第六节。
Jesus said, "I am the way."
耶稣说，我就是道路。
The truth.
真理。
And the life.
生命。
No one comes to the Father, but through me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus proclaimed that He is the true way, He is the truth, He is the life, and then mentioned the condition is one come to the Father, but through me, which is you have to submit to my way.
所以耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。所以大家都要听耶稣所说的话。
We believe in God.
我们相信神。
And those come here today to seeking the truth.
那有些人来到这里也是追求真理。
I want your heart to be open to God.
那我们的希望我们的心能够接受神。
Ask God to help you to find out the true way and true life and the real truth in the Scripture says.
求主让我们有办法找到真正的道路，真正的生命。
Hope you can listen to the voice of God.
希望我们能够听见神的话。
Actually, Bible, if you read the Bible, God gave us a very simple truth.
我们如果读完圣经，我们会发现神给我们的真理非常简单。
Actually, many people make it more complicated their own way.
那是很多人想要把这个简单的真理变得很复杂。
End up their own way, they lost their own way.
那他们就失去了自己的道路。
But we come to the Lord heart of submission.
但是我们如果有一颗顺服的心来到神面前。
After you can find out the truth, so you can find out the true rest in the Lord.
我们就可以找到真正的道路，也可以从神那里得到真正的平安。
Bible giving us these important messages.
那圣经也给我们这个非常重要的一个。
Our career is important.
我们的工作非常重要。
Our education is important.
我们的教育也很重要。
Physical health, it is important.
我们的身体健康也非常重要。
But the most important thing is where I'm working now is the most important thing.
但是最重要的是我们现在走在哪一条道路上。
Because your way has to be reached to the promised land.
因为我们走的道路必须要前往应许之地。
Only is possible with the true heart of submission.
那我们如果要走这应许之地的道路，我们必须要有一颗顺服的心。
God will bring us into His truth.
所以神才能把我们带进他的真理中。
And into the promised land.
也把我们带进他的应许之地。
And after that, we can continue to talk about the way we what we need, what we learn from the scripture of the true way.
那下午我们会继续查考从真理的道路上能够学习到什么。
圣经 226, 我们请
唱诗226首。